Thomas Jefferson's home is one of the best known and most visited in the United States. However, just drive down the hill a mile and you'll find his neighbor, another president of the United States. We'll make a visit to his home on this edition of The American Countryside.
As I went through school, one giant question loomed over me. What did I want to be? But in order to know what I wanted to be, I had to first decide what I wanted to make. I wanted to make more. So I became a teacher. Now I make learning a privilege, not a chore. And frustration, a tool, not an obstacle. I make working hard seem easy, and giving up, impossible. I make an old subject feel like a fresh thought, and unconventional methods common. I make material things less important, and little things like patience and kindness count. I make weekdays more exciting than weekends, and classrooms feel like anything but. I make things different, which is all I ever hoped for. I'm a teacher. I make more.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
He went to college at William & Mary at the age of only 15. By age 17, he was at Valley Forge with Commander George Washington.
You know the commemorative painting, Washington Crossing the Delaware? In the painting, George Washington stands in the front of the boat. Immediately behind him is a younger man holding the American flag, and that is James Monroe.
James Monroe actually had crossed over the river the night before in advance of Washington, but the painting, done many years later, shows the high regard people had for Monroe. Carolyn Holmes is the director of Ashlawn Highland, the home of that president. Monroe studied law under Jefferson, and later it was Jefferson who wanted to get some of the early patriots together.
He kept receiving entreaties from Jefferson that he consider moving to Charlottesville. Jefferson wrote in one of his letters to Monroe that he wanted to set up a society to our taste, and that was the idea that these would be men of kindred spirits and kindred values.
But Monroe did move here, and today Ashlawn Highland is only 1.5 miles from Jefferson's Monticello. Monroe was Jefferson's Secretary of State, and he was sent to France to negotiate with Napoleon about land rights in America.
Within 2 weeks, the Louisiana Purchase was accomplished. He said, "I'll buy all the land, and I give you my personal word of honor it will be paid for." This was the personal word of honor from a man who never had extra cash.
Today, many visitors make the short trip just down the hill from Jefferson's home to see this home, the home of James Monroe, a man who studied and served under Jefferson and became his next-door neighbor and president as well. Traveling the countryside in Charlottesville, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCray.